me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, known as the Chafetz Chaim, and his wife lived in Poland in a city called Radin about 100 years ago. It was a Friday afternoon, and a relative of theirs, whose name was Leib, was a young boy who was about high school age, and he was on a train heading home to his family for Shabbat to spend Shabbos at home with his family. He had been learning in yeshiva, that's where he was traveling from. And as he was on the train, he looked at his watch and he started getting a little worried about the timing. Shabbos starts pretty soon. It does not look like this train is going to get to my house in time for me to be home before Shabbos. What should I do? Leib went over to the conductor and said, "Excuse me, could you please tell me some of the stops along the way before we're going to get to my town?" And one of the stops that the conductor said was coming up soon was Radin. Radin, thought Leif, Radin, that's wonderful. I have a relative there, the very holy Rabbi and Mrs. Kagan. Wow. Okay, I'm going to get off at the stop in Radin. That way I won't have to worry and I'll be there in time before Shabbos starts. And that's exactly what he did. The train stopped. Leib stepped off the train with his suitcase and was running as fast as he could to get to the house, asking people along the way in the city of Radin exactly where the house was. Well, when he got to the house, he knocked on the door and Mrs. Kagan answered the door. "Hi, I'm Leib." "Yes, Leib, you're our relative. It's very, very nice to see you. I'm sorry that I didn't give you any advance notice, but would it be okay if I came and spent Shabbos at your house? I'm not going to be able to get home in time." "Of course, come in and make yourself comfortable. Shabbos is starting any minute. My husband already left to shul. He likes to get there early to learn Torah there. Why don't you relax on the couch for just a little bit? You look so, so tired from your journey." "Yeah, the journey on the train, the trip was tiring. The train is not so comfortable. And Leib was in a sitting upright position and standing and sitting and the train was rocking. He really was tired. So he laid down on the couch to take a little rest. When Leib woke up from his rest, he saw the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, sitting at his table learning. "Good Shabbos, Leib. It's so nice to see you. We're so happy to have you at our home for Shabbos. Why don't you go wash up? You can daven Maariv, and then we'll be ready to start our Shabbat meal." And that is what Leib did. He washed up, he davened, came to the table. The Chafetz Chaim called his wife to join them at the table, and they sat down, and they had kiddush and hamotzi, and they ate a Shabbos meal together. They sang, they spoke. It was lovely, and then it was time to go to sleep. Everybody said, "Good Shabbos, good night, sleep well." And Leib went down on the couch again, where he had rested before, the same place, to go to sleep. Leib was tossing and turning. He couldn't fall asleep. He wasn't feeling tired. That was strange. Leib got up from the couch and walked into the kitchen and looked at the clock. What? What time does it say on the clock? Leib was so shocked When he saw the time on the clock, his eyes went boing! 4 a.m.? I'm so confused. That meal didn't seem that long that it would be 4 a.m. He went back to the couch, laid down, rested, tossed and turned some more, and finally fell asleep. In the morning when Lee woke up, he saw Mrs. Kagan. He said, "Good Shabbos. Good morning." He said, "Something strange happened last night. I actually couldn't fall asleep, so I was up. And I looked at the kitchen clock, and it said 4 a.m. Did the meal last really long? Did we start late? What's going on? I was so confused. I see now that your clock isn't broken." Mrs. Kagan said, "Oh, we actually weren't going to say anything to you. My husband was in shul when you arrived, and you rested, and you were so, so tired that you were still sleeping when he came home from shul. We decided that we did not want to wake you up. That was a long train ride. Now, my husband didn't want me to have to wait. So he asked our son, Aaron, to come and eat. Aaron and I ate first. Aaron made kiddush. We ate. We had a seuda. And then my husband waited for you the whole time. And when you woke up, I came back to the table and we ate the meal with you. So you're right, it wasn't a long meal. It just started very late. And when it ended, it was just a little bit before 4 in the morning." Leib said, "Wow." He was thinking to himself, such kindness, such chesed. Not only did they eat with me in the middle of the night, not only did the Chafetz Chaim wait to have his meal till the middle of the night, they didn't even say anything. Wow. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayera, we learn about the wonderful Hachnasat Orchim that Avraham and Sarah do. Avram was on his third day after having his bris milah, and he still was so eager to welcome guests. Even though he and Sarah were so old, they rushed around to do whatever they could for the guests. And when Avram spoke to the guests, he said to them, "Yukachna me'at mayim v'rachatsu raglechem v'hisha'anu tachat ha'etz." You'll take a little bit of water. He ended up giving them a lot of water. He spoke a little and did a lot. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that a reason why Avram said me'at mayim is he didn't want to make it into a big deal. Oh, you're going to have a little bit of water. He didn't want the guests to feel like he was going out of his way so much for them. Just like the Chafetz Chaim and his wife, they didn't make a big deal about the fact that they ate their Shabbos meal in the middle of the night for Leib. They just wanted to keep it low key on the DL. They didn't want it to be a big deal. When we welcome guests like Avram and Sarah did, and like Rabbi and Mrs. Kagan did, when we do any mitzvah for that matter for another person, let's make them feel good by not making it into a big deal. I want to thank Chaviva Krohn Pfeiffer for sharing this story with me, and I hope that our modeling ourselves after Avraham and Sarah and Rabbi and Mrs. Kagan will serve as a tremendous, tremendous zechut for all of Am Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, for our beloved Chayalim in Medinat Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom to everybody.